The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Metzia, Daf Ayin Ches, discusses about someone that rents a behema from their friend, and something happens to the animal that now the animal you're unable to use it properly. So either because something internal happened to the animal, such as it got sick or got blinded, or even an external occurrence happened to it, such as the king's men decided to help themselves to the use of this animal. The question is, who bears responsibility for the loss? Is it the seicher, the person that rents the animal, or is it the masker, the person that owns the animal? So the Gemara makes a distinction between whether the animal, after it develops its deficiency, if it can be used, in al yidei atchak, can it be used at all for the purpose that the person rented it for? That if it could be used, even if it's not in the ideal circumstance, it's not the way he would like to rent it, and he never would have rented it had he known it's like that, then the Gemara says it's the responsibility of the person renting the animal. However, if it's something that completely renders the animal unable to deliver the purpose that the person rented it for, then it's the responsibility of the owner, and he would have to bear responsibility, and we'll see what that entails. To put this Gemara in contemporary terms, so we don't really usually rent out animals, but we do rent out cars. And so it's quite often that happens that a person will rent out a car, and he'll discover later that something stopped working. And so the question is, what is the halacha? What are the person's rights? Is the renter? Is it the renter's responsibility or the owner's responsibility? That's really the topic that our Gemara discusses. Now the first thing that's important to note is that our sugya is brought down, the halachas of our sugya is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Yud. And our halacha is discussing a case where when the person rented it, the car was working fine, and it's just afterwards that this deficiency occurred. However, if let's say when he rented it, it was not in the deficiency already was there, then it has nothing to do with our siman of Shin Yud. It would be a completely different siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Reish Lamed Beis, which discusses Mekach Toyus. That is, that if someone purchases something, or he rents something, and he discovers that there's something deficient about the thing that he rented, the halacha is that he's allowed to return it for a full refund. And the reason for this halacha of Mekach Toyus is, like Rabbi Kivager explains, it's because whenever you purchase something, it's as if you set a tnai, it's as if there's a condition that I'm only renting this thing on the assumption that it works properly. But if it won't work properly, then I'm not renting this thing and I don't owe you anything. So therefore, if a person would discover that the thing that they rented had a deficiency, then he would not be obligated to pay the rental. He would be able to return it and get a full refund. Now, there's just one important point to point out in this, about this halacha, is that a person can only have a claim of Mekach Toyus if they discover the deficiency later on. Like afterwards, they discover that it wasn't good. However, if at the time of the rental they knew about this deficiency, then they cannot claim Mekach Toyus. And furthermore, it's also Mavur and Simon Reish Lamed Beis, that if let's say a person discovers a deficiency in something they bought or they rented, and then they continue to keep on using it, then the halacha is that they've been meichel, they forgo their ability, their schus they have, to claim Mekach Toyus, and the rental, and they have to pay the full value of whatever they made up for the sale price or the rental price in spite of the deficiency. If he discovers the deficiency and he keeps on using it, that is a mechila, and he's not entitled to any sort of refund. The Pisrei Tshuva in Reish Lamed Beis discusses a case where, let's say, he rents a car, and far into the trip, he realizes that there's something wrong with it. The question is, can he continue his trip or not? That's something discussed by Pisrei Tshuva. It's really beyond the scope of this shiur to discuss. But the point is that Mekach Toyus is a separate sugya. When the deficiency happens at the time of the rental, That's nothing to do with our sugya. That's a separate sugya, and he gets, in that case, he'd always be entitled to a full refund. Our sugya discusses where the deficiency occurs much later. That at the time of the rental, it was fine, and afterwards, they became a deficiency. And the question of our sugya is that when something goes bad with the rented item, with the rented car, through no fault of the renter, of course, the question is, whose responsibility is it? Is it the owner's responsibility, or is it the renter's responsibility? Rashi says, Elushin, the question is, mazale shel mi garam. Whose mazel, whose luck, so to speak? In other words, who's the person that bears the responsibility for this thing working during the time of the rental? So the Gemara is before that it depends. If you could use it, if you could use it at all, for example, let's say the power steering goes, and now he can't, there's no more power steering. And it's very difficult to drive a car without power steering. So the case is obviously the person in the field that he's able to do it. In other words, he's a strong person, and he's used to driving without power steering. It may be quite unpleasant for him to do it, but he's able to do it. Then that would be comparable to the case of our Gemara of where you could use it as a chak. Or let's say a person rents a car, and it's a hot day, and the air conditioning goes. So it may be a highly unpleasant trip. He'll have to open the windows and still be shitting away. But as long as the car still works and he's able to get from place A to place B, he would bear responsibility. He cannot return the car for a refund. The owner could say, I'm sorry, the fact that it broke is your bad luck. And I'm not returning any money to you. That would be the halacha if the air conditioning or the power steering goes. Now it's mavur and taisis in our Gemara in Divrei Maaseh Bangaya Chayzeres, and it's paskin this halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Yud Sif Aleph, that even if this problem, this deficiency that occurs in this animal, this car, that will cause it to take a much longer time to do what he has to do. For example, let's say someone rents a car and he gets a flat, and through no fault of his own, he gets a flat tire, and the car has a donut. Now when you drive with a donut, you can only drive about the maximum speed of about 35 miles an hour. So he get where he has to go, but he may take a much substantially longer time to get there. Of course, we're talking in a case where it's not a sakana to drive at that speed. But if it's not a sakana, so he thought he was going to go at 65 miles an hour or higher. But now he's going to have to go at 35 miles an hour. Obviously, it's going to take him many more hours to go. The halacha would still be that he's not entitled to refund. Because since it works, so we say that it's not the fault of the owner that it happened, and therefore he is liable for this deficiency, and he's stuck with this type of car. Now the Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Vav points out that if, let's say, the person renting the car tells the owner of the car while he's renting it, he tells him that he needs it to go to a certain place, and through this deficiency he won't be able to go to that place. For example, let's say a person rented a car to go from New York City to Baltimore, and the reason is because he wants to go to Chasana, and because of this donut and go 35 miles an hour, there's no way he's going to make the chasana. He's going to miss the chasana. So then that's considered not being able to use the car at all. And the reason is because for his purposes, he doesn't need a car just to drive. He needs a car to make it to chasana. If this car can't take him to chasana, that's like the car not working at all. So in such a case, it would be the liability of the owner, and the renter would not have to pay the rent if he can't drive with this car and make the chasana. Now all this is, of course, if he's able to use the car at all. But let's say what occurred is something that renders the car unusable. For example, let's say the headlights stop working and he has to drive at night, or the signals don't work properly. So then it's a danger to ride the car. Then of course, in such a case, it would be the heft of the owner. The owner would be responsible to make amends to the renter. Now this halacha, that the hefsid of a car that doesn't work at all is taken by the owner, that applies even if the car itself is fine. just there's an external reason why you can't use it. For example, let's say I rented a car to go from Muncie to Chicago, and I tell the owner that I'm going from Muncie to Chicago to be able to, let's say, to go to Hasana in Chicago on such and such a date, and on that day, a huge storm happens, and they lock up all the roads, the police don't let anyone go on those roads, So now I can't go from Muncie to Chicago. So the law is like this. If there are some sort of side roads, even they may take longer, that enable me to go from Muncie to Chicago, so then I would have to pay the full rent. In other words, I would have to either take those roads or I would have to forfeit the rental fee. However, if there's just impossible to get from Muncie to Chicago on that particular day, then even though the car that the person supplied me with is working fine, the halacha is that I would not have to pay the rent. Since I spoke out at the time of the rental that I'm renting it for this purpose, and I can no longer do this purpose, so the halacha is that I'm not chayav for the rental, and the owner would have to refund me any money that I paid for the rental. One final point in this halacha is that our entire sugya discusses where there's no contract, no explicit contract that has a clause that discusses the case that happened. However, if there would be a rental contract, then everything would go. We would not look at these halachas that we just discussed. We'd go based after whatever our explicit contract discusses and the terms of the contract. And the same thing would be if, let's say, if one of the parties can ascertain that there's a minig, let's say all car rentals have such and such guidelines. If he can ascertain that, then the halacha is we'd go after those guidelines, after the accepted guidelines in the industry, and we would not look at the halachas of our sugya. We would look after the minig hamakim, since everything a person does, they do al-das the minig, they do, unless otherwise stated, they're going after the minig hamakim, so they would go after the minig of the industry in that particular location. Okay, so in this year we discussed who bears the obligation, if it's the owner or if it's the renter. The question is, if it is the owner, what precisely is the owner's responsibility? Mirtz Hashem, in the next year we'll discuss what the owner has to do to compensate the renter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.